You're listening to the Dog Bite Podcast, an unofficial podcast for Fresno State Athletics. The thoughts and opinions are that of the show host and in no way reflect the thoughts and opinions of the university. Today's episode is brought to you by DKO Digital, servicing all of your computer repair and website design needs. Help them help you. Welcome back, everyone, to the Dog Bite Podcast. My name is Lucio. I'm your host of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in as we continue our ongoing coverage of Fresno State Athletics. With me, as always, Lorenzo Reyna from the Red Zone Frenzy.
Yeah, my name is Lorenzo Reyna. Nice to meet you, sir. Lucio, that's your name? Yeah, it's been a while.
Man, it's been quite a while. We have just been, you know, there's really hasn't been much going on right now.
Yeah, we're taking some time off. I mean, maybe one of us had to lay out in the shade. I know one person who was supposed to sit right here is in Visalia.
Yeah, Chris couldn't make it today and join us, but
he's at a good place though.
Yes, he is, and you know, we're glad to be back. There wasn't much to talk about back then while we were off, but there has been plenty going on, and we're. You know, we're going to have some fun trying to break all of this down today.
Yeah, one of those things that I'm sure we will talk about is, I guess the mountain in the Mountain West logo, it went missing. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it.
It looks like something out of the 80s.
Looks like MTV.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't look all that good. I really don't know what the Mountain West was thinking as far as the logo choice that they had. I like the old one better.
I liked it too because you had the mountain, you had the snow. I mean, when you look at the MW, it almost makes me think that MTV and the CW had a merger and they called themselves MW. And the sad thing is that we rail on the Big Ten Plus 2. We rail on the WAC. I feel like those conferences are geniuses now because of this logo.
Oh yeah, they are. They are, because I just don't like what they ended up doing.
Now, apparently, there has been some people that actually do like the logo. They think that it's a little bit more cooler, especially if I guess it can coincide with some of the other schools, like say Fresno State colors. They can match it with the MW logo. So, I mean, I guess some people like it, but we don't.
Well, you know, it's just, I was looking at it, and it just, it looks like something I would doodled in class.
Or one of those Etch-a-Sketch, you could do that too.
Yeah, it just, it does not make any sense. It doesn't look good. And the funny part is, how many people out there actually like what the logo looks like? It drives me bananas, because it does not look good. But, you know, maybe it just takes some time to getting used to it and finally realizing that it looks good. But as of right now, I don't think it looks good.
I mean, it took a while to get used to, like, the checkers on the end zone.
Now, their whole idea behind it is the kind of the anagram kind of a thing where what doesn't matter which side of the field you're on, you'll still see the MW because
yeah,
it flips upside down.
Okay, now this was the release from Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson in regards to the logo. Basically says, our fans were right in noting that our evolving membership and geography reflect both Mountain and West equally. The logo is bold, strong, and balanced, just like our league. We like the fact that it's instantly recognizable to fans on either side of the playing field.
Yeah, and I really don't care.
What kind of playing field, though? I'm looking at MTV and CW.
If they want everyone to see the same logo on both sides of the field, put one on the bottom of this side of the field, put one on the bottom of that side of the field. Problem solved. You know, I mean, what's the point of changing this logo? It just, I don't like it. Whatever. I mean,
bring the mountain back to the Mountain West logo. Bring the mountain back.
I you know, I thought it looked good. I liked it. You know, one of the things I was excited about when we moved into the conference was finally getting rid of that ugly whack logo, and the way the Mountain West logo looked, it was kind of cool and stuff. Now I'm kind of wishing I had the WAC logo back again, because I actually like the WAC logo better than I do the Mountain West
logo.
Yeah,
the WAC looks like geniuses now, because they didn't change their logo. They didn't have like a W and then an A on the side and then a C.
It's just it doesn't look good to me, but you know, again, it's subject to our opinion. That's why we do the show. We have our own opinions. We could say whatever we want.
Which is why we're back after a month layoff. Because we miss this stuff.
Now, one thing. One of the rumors about the Mountain West. Have you heard the latest rumor about the Mountain West?
Other than the logo change?
That was reported by the Sporting News. Did you get a chance to see that one?
Probably not, but does it involve the BCS?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Last week, the Sporting News reported that the Mountain West Conference is looking more and more like they're going to become BCS automatic qualifiers. The Sporting News is saying that it's a definite thing that's going to happen. Other news sources beg to differ. A lot of things have to fall into place in order for the Mountain West to become an automatic qualifier. I guess there's like five different criteria, and right now the Mountain West qualifies in two of them. Hmm. And so it's kind of hit or miss. But with everything that's going on right now with the government investigating the BCS, investigating the NCAA.
And investigating Ohio State.
The BCS might just say, okay, let's let the Mountain West come in and we'll just say, hey, look, we're good guys. We don't have anything wrong with us.
I think that's what it is. I think you just hit the mark too. I mean, when you look at these BCS schools, I mean, USC pretty much got stripped of their national title. I'm sure you heard of that story.
Yeah.
Because they just don't follow NCAA rules. And you look at Ohio State and their list of dirty work that they've done. And you have schools like Florida who has like at least 30 players arrested. Florida State, they have the same problem. I mean, at this point, the NCAA is probably thinking, you know what? Like these guys that are representing these guys, these big schools that are bringing home the national championships, they also bring home the rap sheets. So we might need to invite these guys in. Now, be warned. Boise State has 15 players that have a criminal record. I don't know if you heard that. That was in Sports Illustrated, an earlier issue in January.
Yeah.
So they might want to be careful with Boise State.
They're becoming the new New Mexico State, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boise has their own issues dealing with the NCAA as far as getting the label put on them as loss of institutional control. They got that label, and you know what gets me? Ohio State still has not been labeled that yet.
Yeah, because they're the Ohio State University.
Yeah, so.
But Boise State is starting to become Ohio State 2.0, and Ohio State is making USC look more and more like TCU.
Now, back to the whole situation of the BCS and the Mountain West. Fresno State's fans this year have just inherited a number of teams that they have to cheer for. All of the bottom dwellers in the Mountain West. And basically, we have to cheer on Boise State. Even TCU will count towards that to have great seasons. Along with that, Fresno State, Hawaii, and Nevada also have to have great seasons in order for everything to fall into place to make this this possibility come true that the Mountain West becomes an automatic qualifier
maybe,
for the BCS.
Maybe another team that we should include is Air Force. They've had a run of success too.
Now, another one of the stories about the Mountain West, Air Force is keeping a close eye on how things pan out for BYU. Because Air Force is also toying with the same idea of becoming independent and joining up with Army and Navy and making their own kind of a package deal for a TV network deal.
Like military sports?
Yeah, almost. Hmm. You know, to where they can, it'll be kind of a package deal and be kind of a niche thing.
Maybe Air Force is just tired of falling short of the Mountain West. Maybe that's why they're going independent. But they've had a lot of success with the Mountain West, though.
Now, the one thing that would keep the Air Force in the Mountain West was if we go into becoming an automatic qualifier. That might be just enough to keep Air Force in the league. Just in just the opportunity of being an automatic qualifier in BCS is big enough to keep Air Force around.
Just as long as the Mountain West doesn't go the route that the Big 12 minus two went, where they flashed like $25 million for one school just to keep everybody together.
Yeah.
Just as long as we don't go that route, we're in good shape.
Now I know you mentioned
Mountain West is in good shape.
Now I know you mentioned about USC and their championship woes. they have been forced to give back their crystal ball and national championship. So they have vacated the national championship from back then. Things are only getting worse for USC. If I was USC right now, I'd be extremely angry about what's going on with Ohio State. Ohio State seems like they're getting off easy compared to what USC has had to go against.
And the way I see it, I feel like what's going on at Ohio State, it's even dirtier because what happened at USC was in a span of at least 5 to 6 years. That was between when Reggie Bush came in. That was 2003 up until when Pete Carroll left. See, what's going on at Ohio State, that's gone on since 2002. That's almost 10 years. Because it dates back to when Maurice Claret was at that school. And then you had the issues with one of the receivers, Ray Small. Then you had Troy Smith, the same Troy Smith that won the Heisman Trophy. Now Terrell Pryor. There's just so many things. I mean, they're making USC look like a clean program.
Yeah,
it upsets me. I'll admit it. I grew up with USC. I actually find myself a USC fan. I know there's certain Fresno State fans that don't want to hear, but you know what? Bottom line, Fresno State, USC, they were never rivals. They only played once. They only played twice. They haven't played each other in like 5-6 years. I think those fans need to get over it. What I am not going to get over it is how Ohio State is getting off way too easy right now.
Oh, they're getting off easy completely. I mean, with Jim Tressel, the Ohio State coach, leaving the university, basically quitting his job, but actually was forced out, to tell you the truth. Because he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was forced out. The NCAA is going to make it very hard for him to find another job again.
Even a janitor job.
Yeah. Because no team is going to want to touch him because all of the different penalties he's going to have will affect the whole university and whoever picks him up.
Yeah.
So that's never going to happen again. I don't think he's ever going to coach again. As far as other news, as of today, Terrell Pryor is gone for the season. He has left Ohio State, and he's probably going to find himself somewhere at a Division II team.
Either a Division II, maybe a JC takes him in, maybe a Division I, like a small mid-major, maybe they might take him in. He is a super talented guy, but he just doesn't make all the right decisions.
Now, he's a moron.
You know what? It's funny because I was at Borders a few days ago, and I was looking for the new Chris Herren book, Basketball Junkie, but guess what I found?
What's that?
The Winner's Manual by Jim Tressel.
Oh, man.
How to win and get away with it.
You're telling me. But, I mean, things are just not looking right now.
It just, I mean, I could go on and on about my dislike towards Ohio State, and that's not a disrespect towards fans who might be Ohio State followers. It's just that I feel like that they're getting off way too easy just because of what they represent in college football.
Yeah. I've never liked Ohio State. They drive me nuts.
I mean, if you're going to drop the sledgehammer on USC, you can easily do it with Ohio State.
Yeah. But, you know, kind of going back now, some of the news that's come out lately here in Fresno concerning Fresno State Bulldogs. Number one, there's going to be a new field turf at the beginning of this season. Fresno State, through boosters and through just donations, have collected enough money, $1.2 million, in order to put in new field turf here at Bulldog Stadium that has been sorely needed, as we saw this year with all the recent rain at the beginning of the year where Fresno State had to go to
Central High School
to go practice.
Centennial's in Bakersfield.
Sorry. Yeah. Had to go to Central. I get those mixed up sometimes. he had to go to they had to go to Central to go play because they had artificial field turf there in order for Fresno State to practice on, because their practice field at Fresno State was completely under maybe 4 feet of water.
Yeah, there were a duck pond. I mean, ducks started to make a home there.
But now actually, as of Monday, they have started tearing up the field at Bulldog Stadium in preparation to put in the field turf at the stadium. So things are looking good. As of right now, they have probably, I don't know, I think it's $800,000 of it in cash already. They're still trying to collect the remainder of the $1.2 million. In order to complete the project, but they said that the project should be done by mid-August to late August, which is good news, right in time for the fall scrimmage and just in time for the season.
Sounds good. Sounds real good because, I mean, you've been waiting for it for a long, long time.
God, man. It's ridiculous because we'll start off the season. First game, grass is green. By the second game, grass is brown. By the last game, we are playing on mud.
Yeah.
There's no grass whatsoever. So
there might be one or two gopher holes, too.
But unfortunately, I know some of you were hoping that we might have our own little color on the field and stuff. It's going to be all completely green. There is not going to be no red, no blue, no purple.
We're not Eastern Washington. We're not Central Arkansas. We sure as heck ain't Boise State.
The field is going to be the traditional field like you see it now. There's going to be numbers every 10 yards. It's all going to be one solid color, not one shade green every 5 yards. It's going to be all one shade completely.
It's going to be a real football field.
And with the traditional bulldog right in the middle of the field and both end zones with checkerboards as always. And that's going to be permanent. So they'll never have to paint that again. This season, they will be painting the WAC logo on field.
Next year will be Mountain
for
West.
This season, yeah. But that paint will be able to come off. So then by next season, the Mountain West, they will install the Mountain West logo permanently.
Hopefully there'll be a mountain, not the what we were talking about earlier.
But that is good news. That's a long life project that they have been working on for a few years here at Fresno State. And now once this is done, they're going to start trying to work on the next project, which I think will be the medical facilities on campus. So,
well, there's a number of facilities that I'm sure will need to be upgraded pretty much soon.
The next two that are in line is medical facilities and the lacrosse soccer complex.
Yeah, that's right.
So those are the next two that are in line. They'll after they finish this project, they're going to look for another project to add into the queue. And they're just going to keep doing that every year.
The drawback with the lacrosse and soccer, the proposed area is going to be in between the baseball field and the football field, that piece of land where there's tailgaters.
Yes.
So when you put that in, that takes away parking.
Parking and tailgating continues to get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
Before you know it, do they allow people to do tailgating in the practice field, football practice field right now?
I don't think so. I think they close that off.
They might start letting people because they're going to start running out of room.
Yeah, because they don't want to go down Bulldog Lane, not with all those gangsters. And I'm sure they also don't want to go all the way to the Seymour Center and then have to come drive.
No, they're gonna figure something out.
They're going to need to because, I mean, football season is like, it's around the corner.
Yeah, it is right around the corner. And, you know, if you haven't got your tickets already, Fresno State kicks off the season at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. They face Cal, the Golden State Bears.
Golden Bears. But I do notice on the website that you're left out North Dakota. That's actually the home opener on my website for the football schedule.
Football schedule? North Dakota's? You mean the home opener?
Yeah, the home opener.
I didn't put it on?
Yeah.
I missed it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I need to go back and fix that then.
Yeah, I just noticed it today.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. I was asleep on that one when I was fixing
the
website. Yeah,
because you have at Nebraska, then you have at Idaho.
Okay. Well, I'll go back and fix that. So for those of you that go to the website. Now, any other Bulldog news?
Baseball.
Baseball. They ran through the WAC tournament, pretty much annihilating anyone in their path in the WAC tournament, only to be put in
It was the UCLA regional. They didn't get the one seed, but I think what happened was this. Five combined losses to Cal Poly and Cal State Bakersfield, two teams that didn't even make it to the NCAA tournament, so I think if they actually had won all five of those games, maybe they would have lucked out and got a regional.
Yeah, and then they ran into UC Irvine.
Yeah, UC Irvine was 12-6.
The first team, 12-6, and then they had to play UCLA the following game.
Yeah, that was against Trevor Bauer, arguably like
the best pitcher in
the nation's best pitcher
in all of college baseball.
Yeah.
Which pretty much sealed the deal for Fresno State and eliminated them. And so they did not get a very favorable draw in this regional. They got one of the tougher regionals around.
It was regional, and I mean, I don't know if I can really say that Fresno State would have had better luck if they were at home. I'm sure they would have had the home crowd by their side, but I mean,
it just seems that they were flat the whole time. I mean, Greg Gonzalez just didn't look like he was on his game against Irvine.
Well, Irvine was a team you couldn't really sleep on anyway, because I mean, they beat UCLA.
Well, he was struggling finding the strike zone the whole time. I mean, he was having trouble locating the ball, so he was not on his game at all that game.
I mean, just sometimes, I guess, like, there comes a time when you're just not on your game.
What a day to pick his off day, wasn't it? He went through the whole season undefeated just to get to that game to kind of have an off day. But, you know, it happens to the best of us.
It happens. And it doesn't change the fact that this team had a very special run, especially guys like Jordan Rivera and Danny Muno. Mm-hmm. Those were two of the remaining holdovers from the national championship team. And they finished out with a pretty stellar career.
Yeah, and to mention Danny Muno, the last couple of days there's been the Major League Baseball draft. Danny Muno was actually the first Fresno State Bulldog to be drafted.
Eighth round. I believe
by the Mets?
Yeah, New York Mets. So yeah. Big city for him.
And then it was Dusty Robinson. That was a surprise. Many people thought Dusty Robinson would be the first Bulldog to be drafted, and then in fact it was Danny Muno who got drafted.
It says a lot about Robinson. I mean, he came back from a DUI arrest and became a high round pick.
So, you know, things are looking pretty good for Bulldogs, except that 9 players were drafted in all. How many of these players are going to return in the junior class? I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
some of them might not return.
I don't think Robinson's going to return.
All 9 players might be gone, yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Now I will say there is one prize recruit that the Bulldog baseball team did come up with. Seth Miranda. He's one of the pitchers on Buchanan, the same Buchanan team that for a while was number one in the nation, actually, not just in the state of California, but number one in the nation among baseball. High school baseball.
Yeah, and he was, in fact, I saw it on the Twitter page that he said in order for him to go to the Major League Baseball team that drafted him, they'd have to pay him $200,000 in order for him not to come to Fresno. And the position that he was drafted, he's not going to get that kind of money. So he will become a Fresno State Bulldog.
Yeah, he'll be here. So I think Fresno State Diamond Dog fans could definitely cheer on that.
So that's good news for Fresno. Other news, Fresno State, while we were all gone, Fresno State women's softball also made it to the regionals. And
I wish he was here.
Yeah, Chris is our correspondent.
Yeah, I don't really remember what went on. So.
Women's softball was made it to a regional and pretty much was eliminated.
Just like baseball.
Just like Fresno State's baseball team, within 2 games, lost both games and were eliminated from the regionals also. So not much going on there in that front. But other news, basketball is looking like it's picking up some steam with recruits as far as the...
And conditioning. I mean, that's all they're doing right now. They're just conditioning the players. They're making them run.
What's his name? Coach...
Rodney Terry.
Rodney Terry has been making some good headway as far as recruiting classes and basically just getting out there and meeting the community. And everywhere I turn, this guy's popping up everywhere.
I think that's crucial for him because, I mean...
He's trying to get the public on his side, so...
He's trying to get the public. He's trying to get fans in the stands. That's the new issue now, getting people to come out to the Save Mart Center.
Well, get people in there, pay the bills. That's the important thing.
I mean, we can't just have Taylor Swift sell at the Save Mart Center. Jay-Z wouldn't even sell at the Save Mart Center.
Man.
Not even Yanni.
Oh, man. But it's been interesting to watch his development and everything.
Yeah.
As far as football is concerned, everything's been moving smoothly.
Fresno State football camp has already begun for the high schools.
For the high schools?
Yeah. I was out there on Sunday, briefly.
They have them on the weekends, too?
I think the next one's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think that's the team drills.
Okay.
And it's not just like area schools, but they have schools from L.A. and I think the Inland Empire as well. And there's also some Sacramento schools, so... Now, when I went on Sunday, it was just half pads. It was shorts and shoulder pads and helmet. I think the next upcoming one is going to be full pads.
Okay. Well, I might have to head out there and take a look.
Yeah.
Now, I think that covers it for any of the Fresno State news and updates. One final item on our agenda. If you haven't noticed on the website, the Dog Bite Podcast has made a new membership into what is called the Lifestyle Pod Network, a podcast network based out of Australia, but they have podcasts ranging on all over the world, actually. And it's going to be a great partnership. You know, things are going to be happening here. A few items are going to be changing. We're going to be migrating a lot of our files, a lot of our audio, a lot of everything over to their servers. There's going to be a time where if you are one of the iTunes listeners that you've subscribed, you might have to go back and resubscribe on iTunes just so that you can continue to pick up our feed. Now, if you pick up our feed directly from the websites, just by clicking on the links and everything there, you'll be okay because I've already made that change and you'll be able to see anything at any time directly through the website.
It does make life a little bit easier for us three, and hopefully it'll be easier for you when making that transition as well.
And so things are going to change little by little, not major things that you'll have to worry about, but just continue to listen, and I'll tell you when you'll need to go over to go ahead and hit the resubscribe button, and that way you can continue to subscribe through iTunes without a hitch. So just keep an eye out for that. And if you want to know more about the Lifestyle Pod Network, I have an article up on the website. Just go over there and check it out, and you can see what they are all about. Because they do offer applications for both iOS, Android, and also, I believe, BlackBerry. If you want to listen to our show and don't have time to download it, you can actually stream it through the internet from your phone by just clicking on the application and going to our show, and you can listen to the show that way. So it's a great feature to have for the Dog Bite Podcast, and we hope that you enjoy it. So any other news you might have?
Well, not really, other than it's summer.
You know, first of all, I want to apologize to everyone that we were off for quite a while, but it seems like this time of the year, everything is so busy for our lives right now. But as far as Fresno State news, there wasn't much going on.
Yeah, sometimes things tend to get into slow motion, but then on the flip side, some of us, like, we end up getting busy with our jobs or we find a new job. So
things have been a little hectic. Me with work, Lorenzo with finding a new job.
Which I will.
Congratulations, by the way.
National Scouting Report, and I will actually be the only one so far that's going to cover the Central Valley from Merced to Fresno all the way to Bakersfield. So it's also going to help with our high school podcast as well, definitely.
In fact, yeah, that's a good one. We're going to be starting the high school podcast here probably within the next couple of weeks just to start getting things kicked off because I believe football camps have already started.
Yeah, camps have started. In fact, the Fresno State one is one of the early ones that gets started up. And then middle of July will be the Cameron Worwell camp. And I also did hear that some rumors that there's a bunch of former Oakland Raiders that are going to be at McLean High School, and they're going to have their camp as well.
Yeah, so we're going to start getting that show kicked off. Now, if you are interested in helping us out in covering some of these high school football teams, let us know. We are looking for people. We need people.
We're looking at either photographers, anybody who might be interested in writing.
If you want to write stories for us, great. We will take it. If you want to just take photographs for us, awesome. We could use that. We need people out there who are willing to contribute. Contact either Lorenzo or I.
We'll work with you in the process, and we'll also get in contact with some of the athletic directors as well, because I will say this, every high school wants exposure. They want interviews. They want their program to be promoted, especially in a good way. So that's what we're trying to do, especially in this new day and age.
And we're continuing to try to develop a system that's going to work for the high school podcast. That's going to be a totally different monster, and it's something that we really have to consider and try to figure it out logistically. So we need as much help as we can get. Anybody is welcome. I mean, unfortunately, we can't pay anyone. This is all just by volunteering.
Well, if I get plenty of revenue for my new job, maybe. Maybe.
But and also, we're always looking for sponsors. If you have anybody out there who's willing to, who wants to take a chance on a couple of guys who do some of the shows, we could take some of those sponsors and put it on the podcast. But we're going to try to hit those high schools very hard. And maybe try to get some, you know, some recognition out there so that people can understand that we are here and we're going to try to do as great coverage as we can.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, contact us, dogbitepodcast@yahoo.com.
Redzonefrenzy@hotmail.com.
Boy, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. You almost forgot your email address.
Or you can go to the Dog Bite Podcast website. There's a tab at the upper right-hand corner that says Contact Us. You can actually go there, write your message, and it will submit it to us. So if you can't remember our email address, you can do it directly from the website and not have to worry about anything.
You can also contact us through the, if you're a fan of the Red Zone Frenzy Facebook page, you could contact us there.
Exactly. Well. The Facebook page at Red Zone Frenzy, Facebook page at Dog Bite Podcast. There's even a Facebook page for Friday Night Football. Just look for FNF Podcast.
Yeah, you created it, so you have to know.
Boy, I forget what it's called.
You might want to make me an admin, too.
Yeah, I'll go in there and do that today. FNF Podcast. Just do a search for that on the Facebook page, and you will see it there. Or you can go to the website, www.fnfpodcast.com, and you can actually go to the website that is up and running, and the Facebook page is there. You can like it directly from there. And
it also has a Twitter page too.
Yeah, and a Twitter page. So, you know, we're trying to get this kicked off, and so we could use all the help we could get. So other than that, Lorenzo, any final thoughts?
I just want to say I hope everybody does indeed enjoy their summer, because it's definitely that time of year. And yeah, I got that music going. I'm about to freestyle.
No, we hope everyone enjoyed our show, and as we continue to get this all geared up again and getting ready for Fresno State football.
We will have a lot to talk about. In fact, I should announce that maybe in the coming weeks I'll be doing like a little bit of some like getting ready for the WAC football season, like ranking the top WAC quarterbacks, the top WAC running backs. I mean, it's something that I did last year, so I figured that that's something that I can do for the summer as well. Basically get ready for this upcoming year.
Definitely. And, you know, there's going to be a lot going on as far as the football camps, and we're going to try to get as much as we can on that. If you haven't already, try joining us live. We do a video of our podcast as well. But as the season goes on, we're going to actually have some video interviews that we're going to be playing on on our live shows. And that's something you might want to check out if you want to see some highlights or even some
Worry, we do nothing inappropriate when we're on camera. We do nothing inappropriate.
At least when Chris isn't here.
Yeah, Chris does naughty stuff. That's why he has no camera.
not today, at least. But again, everyone, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and join us again next week as we continue to do our online coverage of Fresno State Athletics. So until then, everyone, enjoy your week, and we'll see you next time.